Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butterbay.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo,
IDGYA, yeah, then the middle light morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Twilight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's safe in the Benz, I'm coming now, like.
I'm coming now.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love.
Girls. Mm.
That's right.
What's going on, ladies?
just
Hello?
Chilling,
Nothing
just working, working hard,
no,
working.
Everybody, alright? Everybody, alright over there?
Yes,
listen,
yes.
Listen, I would be alright if I didn't have this kick headache. Oh my God, I can't. Like
Ouch.
When I tell you, yeah, I don't even know. It's the healthy eating type of headache type thing. I don't even know, but I'm excited about
it. Oh, you know what you gotta
tonight.
Do? Make yourself a sandwich.
You know, girl,
I'd
have fried some catfish and some salad, and mind you, I'm full, but like my head is still hurting. Same
it sounds
thing
like though
today.
You sound a little congested though, so check your sinuses. It could be just a sinus thing. So
yeah, I did that too, girl.
You did?
Yeah, girl, I did that too, girl. And they said I'm starving myself, girl. They said I'm starving myself at the job today. They was like, girl, you starving yourself. That's why you
yeah.
got
to Yeah, because you know what it is when you're trying to transition over. You have to not eat. You have to eat smaller meals. They'd rather
mm-hmm.
eat 6 or 7 smaller meals than 2 or 3 big ones. So that's the thing. So you'll have like a little apple in between, maybe a little crackers and tuna fish with plain tuna with no mayo or nothing on it. I don't know what it is you like, but these are just some suggestions. And, you know, just smaller, 6 smaller meals than as opposed to 2 big ones. So cause
yeah,
you said your body needs the food to as fuel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They need it. That's what
right.
boosts your metabolism is the food. It's just that we be eating the wrong types of food, and it'll send us on a crash. Like, we'll sit down and eat a bag of chips or some cookies or something, which I'm a junk food junkie, so that's how I can.
Me too.
I'm a junk
me
food
too.
Junkie.
Me
I, I'm
too.
You know what I'm saying? Give me a you,
and
I'm good for the day.
And right now, I think that my body's going through that whole, like, where's my snacks? Where's my snacks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are my snacks at? I think that's what my body is saying. Like, where's the snacks? Give me some macaroni and cheese or some mashed potatoes or something. And I didn't do that. I'm on, like, day 3 of, like, literally healthy eating with a little Fitbit and trying to keep it together, you know. So when I tell you, I know my body's going in a shock, but I was just like, all right, well, you know, give it a couple days and it'll be, you know, okay. But late divas, let me tell you, I don't know. I'm about to eat me a Snickers bar.
Girl, it'll satisfy you. I promise you, it'll satisfy you.
So I will.
No, but you stay encouraged.
I'm still
learning. If you're trying to do healthy, don't let me discourage you. Don't even let me give you no wrong advice. So
yeah, but that's enough about me, because you know me being greedy and me, you know, talk about food. You know, I'm always hungry, so I should always eat 24/7. I don't know. That's why I gained so much weight, because I'm always hungry. But so how are you guys doing today?
I can't complain. It you know I could, but it ain't gonna do no good.
I'm good. I'm on one of those cleanses today. I've been eating bad, so it's only smoothies today. I finished one smoothie, and I'm working on number 2.
Bye. I'm sorry, y'all. Goodness
That's
gracious.
All right.
My hip pocket was on the other line, so.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right today. I'm doing good, feeling good.
Good. Listen, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. It's nothing like peace, and that's one of the things, the qualities of peace. When you're feeling good, it ain't really nothing around you that could affect you. Or damper your mood, anything like that. That stuff is priceless.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's what,
you know what you
should strive for, is peace.
You know what, you're right, but you know what, I'm gonna tell you, I feel like the devil's always busy, and as much as we want that peace, at the same time, it's so much negativity, you know, out there, that it's hard. Sometimes I think it's hard to have peace if, you know, like, some people aren't right. Like, we're good, you know, like, we stay prayed up, we stay humble, we stay focused,
mm-hmm.
we stay in the word, you know,
mm-hmm.
but for those people who are not as prayed up and who is not as humble and focused as, you know, we're on
mm-hmm.
a journey to become closer with God, a lot mm-hmm. of people aren't on that same journey, you know,
that's
mm-hmm. so I think a lot of people struggle with peace because it's hard to have peace when you're not living right and you're not right within, you know. So
listen,
I say just
and that's the
people.
Truth. Go ahead.
And misery
Ray.
Loves company. Misery loves company. So So,
Well, you know what? You know, being that we're speaking on that right now and the stuff that we're seeing going on in our world today, you know, those are – people are really demonic. Some people are really demonic. They do have evil spirits in them. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, and I think I said this last week or maybe whatever, how God lives through us, so does the devil. You know what I mean? He needs hosts. And you have people all of this sense of entitlement, thinking that I own this or I am superior to you, we're better than you, and stuff like that is what has this country in this position right now. You got so many people. You see how... You know, they have us thinking that North Korea is a danger to us and that they're our enemy. Our enemies are right here on this very soil that we live. We're dealing with terrorism right here. What we saw the other day down in Virginia was worse than 9/11. Shoot me down if you want to. Because that happened with one of our so-called own. At least with 9/11, and may they all rest in peace, that came from an actual enemy. You understand what I'm saying? So whatever happened down there in Charlottesville, Virginia, that happened from one of our so-called own, people that we actually are our teachers, that are teaching our children, that are supposed to be teaching our children, that are supposed to be law enforcement, that are supposed to be our bankers and different things like that. That's who was down there the other day. That's who was standing out there with those torches, and that's who killed that woman down there, Heather. May she rest in peace.
Yeah,
I'm saying may she rest in peace. But you know what, Diva? When you think about it, though, our neighbor could be our own enemy. You know,
that's what I'm talking
about. Our neighbor
about.
Could be a terrorist. You never, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't even have to travel. It's like they're right there in that state. And who would have known or who would have guessed that the people right around your corner or right across the street from you felt some kind of way or felt the way that they felt? You know, so to me, it doesn't. I don't want to say it doesn't surprise me. It's just it always leaves me like stuck. Like damn, like what's next? You know, like, what are we doing to prepare ourselves if, God forbid, something like this were to happen? You know what I mean? Like, what
right
are we
here.
Doing to prepare ourselves right here, our neighbors? You know, what are we doing? Yeah. And I don't know, I'm kind of, like, lost for words, and I was kind of hoping that you guys would be able to shed some light or, you know, help me see it, you know, help me understand a little bit better. But, like, what are we doing to prepare ourselves, you know, if something like this were to happen to us, you know, or to happen right across the street from us? What are we doing in preparation for that?
Let me tell you something. First, you must educate yourself. Second of all, you have to protect yourself by any means necessary. And I am living the words of Malcolm X. You understand what I'm saying? And like you said, you have to continue to pray because you are a prayerful woman. You understand what I'm saying? You continue. You don't cease praying, regardless of whether you see any change or any reaction or whatever to your prayer. You have to continue that. You know, that's more.
Yeah.
You have more protection that way than you know it. So, but I'm gonna protect myself by any means necessary. You know, I'm still not living in fear that if I walk out of my door, I'm gonna find some crosses burning on my lawn or something like that. I'm still not in fear of that. But if the situation arises and if somebody was to come into my space negatively like that, hey, I'm going to tell you now, I don't know what my next move would be. I don't know. I really don't know what my next move would be. You know what I'm saying? So, but I know, what I do know is that I will protect myself. I'm not going out looking for trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no hate monger. I love all kinds of people. I have all kinds of people in my circle. You know what I mean? But if that's how you giving it out, this is how you gonna give it back.
Right. I agree. I agree right there. They definitely. I definitely stay prayed up. And unfortunately, it's a shame that we, you know, have to go through live this today still, with our, you know, fathers and forefathers and ancestors had to live through. It's a shame that we have to see this. This whole big mess is still existing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep, that this country is still running this way. You know why? Because it's always run this way. Slavery was never abolished. It was always just pacified. And you've heard me say that time and time again. It's always been pacified. They gave you enough, but not too much. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? To where they the majority of the white people hold the highest positions in this country. Only Obama held a very high position. You understand what I'm saying? You have a few people that are CEOs or whatever, but very few mm-hmm. like black-owned companies. Or now the Spanish people are cashing in on their bodegas and stuff like that. But as far as black people mm-hmm. goes, we're still at the bottom of the food chain. We're still at the bottom of the food chain. And mm-hmm. what happens is the truth has never been told. The truth has never been told. So now that the truth is actually surfacing, they're not happy with that because it's exposing them. You understand? Yeah. And see, the hate didn't start when Donald Trump came into office. It was just displayed. Mm-hmm. It started once Obama was elected because they felt, what has this country come to? We have a nigga running our country. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They don't feel that we were ever smart enough or we were ever in a position to where we could be in the highest, to hold the highest office of the United States, the United Snakes of America. They never thought mm-hmm. that we were in that position. They never thought we should be there. Coming from slavery, coming from you used to owning his ancestors to him running his country.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the entire election, as far as Trump goes, we already know he cheated his way in there. That's just how, and that's a reality for whoever claimed that we wanted a businessman, and he's not a businessman. He's a liar. He's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He's displaying that you're a Nazi.
Crazy.
So, you know, and when his slogans say "Take Back America," my question is, who has it? Take it back from who? Who are we taking America back from? You keep saying make America great again. What's so ungreat about it? You talk about documented undocumented immigrants such as Mexicans mm-hmm. and all of those from down in South and Central America, but you were cashing in on those people. You had mm-hmm. them working in your company where you thought you could have a slave labor, wasn't paying the people what you're supposed to be paying them and all of that stuff. Let's start calling spade a spade.
Amen. Amen.
He's a doggone thief. He don't even pay doggone taxes. He inherited all this money from his father.
It's okay.
And they think
it's
okay.
Okay.
Come on. Yep. Get out of here. And he's a spoiled, big mouth, wannabe bully.
Well, we have our first caller holding deepest. We'll bring her on real fast and then just give her the topic and then we'll just continue talking.
Okay.
Right there.
Hey.
Good evening. Hey, Diva.
Hi.
Good. How you doing, darling?
Okay, complain.
Good.
What's going on tonight?
Well, right now we're talking about the direction of our country, and where do you see? What kind of logic can you come up with as far as the direction of our country is going?
It's going to the left, to the right, to the middle, to the east. I like it's a total mess right now. That's basically a, you know, like I don't know to from day to day if we're gonna be live, if Milton's gonna be shot. Like you just don't know. This man has like it's all out of proportion for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what the thing is? They keep comparing it to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter only went out to stand up for justice. It didn't go to stand up to keep up some Confederate flag or to have some hate monger statue put up or kept up.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? That's just uh-huh. for equal justice, for equal rights. That's all Black Lives Matter has been about. But they had dogs out there. They had army tanks, and they had them out there before it was even declared a state of emergency. And it makes you angry because you don't want to lump everybody into one basket. You don't want to put everybody into one basket because not all white people are racist. Not all black people are racist. You understand what I'm saying? But then when you see things like this, you be like, oh, my God, now you got me looking at this person sideways.
Right.
Now, T, what were you saying? T, what were you saying?
We're removing all of these, like, statues and everything. What about our Martin Luther King statues and things like that and the street names of our black ancestors? Like, what's the big issue with that? You know, because the white people are tearing them down. We're not tearing them down.
That's right.
Go ahead, T.
But I feel like ours is nuts on the list. Like, you know, why you're not taking ass down as well?
Well, they're not taking it. They actually have police protection for the Dr. King's, for his statue, for his monument. They had police protection for that because they stood for two totally different things. You understand what I'm saying? Those statues that they had up, those were slave owners, slave masters, and hate viewers. They were hate baiters. You understand? So yeah, when you get a chance, you Google all the statues that they, you Google the people that were on those statues that they took down, and you're going to see why those Confederate statues and stuff were taken down. And that's why they're going around taking all this stuff down, because it meant no good for everybody. If you want justice and equality, equality means equal across the board, not just for a certain group of people.
Okay.
And right, Dr. King stood for everybody. He didn't just stand. Of course, he stood for black people first, but he incorporated everybody in that. He wanted equality for everybody.
Right.
So with that being said, what do you guys think the next move is?
It's a waiting game, and that's the hard part, because you really don't know what the next move is.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. We don't know, but what do you think it is? You know, like, everybody's waiting to see what the next move is. What do you think the next move is going to be?
You can't always wait, because that wait may be, like, too late. Like, take action now, because you never know what the next move is going to be.
Well, see, now is the time where laws really should be put in place as far as homeland terrorism. And racism. It's just the same way that the LGBT community is protected. Now they need to protect it for non-Caucasian people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because we see how that's working. And this is what got all of this stuff started. It's because black people were being killed by unarmed black people, unjustly being murdered by police officers. And different things like that, and no repercussions at all was being done. This is what started, and this is what started the thing with Colin Kaepernick and kneeling to the national anthem. Now, for those of you, I don't know if anybody has ever heard, like they said, don't just hear it, read the entirety of the national anthem, and that was totally against black people.
Right.
But again, if you're not educated, if you don't educate yourself, if you don't know this stuff, then you're just as ignorant as everybody else. And I'm not saying ignorant. Ignorant just means not knowing. That's what I mean by being ignorant, not knowing, not the stupid ignorant.
But you know what though, I wouldn't even say that, because we have to think of it this way. There's a lot of stuff that people, let's just talk about people of color, that people of color don't know that maybe they should know through the whole ancestors and everybody. They should know a lot more than what they do. So
Absolutely. Sometimes
when you think of it, it's like some people don't know, and I don't want to say it's I don't know if I would call it ignorant of not knowing. I would just say blind to reality, you know, because sometimes think of how many people, I don't know if you guys know people, but how many people do you know that don't read well, don't write well? So when it comes down to the national anthem, you could put it to people, majority of people, let's just say, over the age of 60, 70 years old, who are from, let's just say, from down south, or who are from, like, small areas where reading and writing wasn't their specialty. It wasn't what they had to do because they got pregnant and they had to take care of kids and stuff. These people don't know. So I would like to say that it's not really ignorance on their part. I would just say, you know what, it would be sad to say that at 60, 70 years of age, their reading and writing isn't that great. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Where you could talk to them about the national anthem and they'll think it's the best thing walking. You know why? They can't read it anyway. When you talk about different stuff and you say, okay, oh well, you know what? Like, you know, like ignorance to it. It's like when people who are not really knowledgeable about reading and writing that well, they hear ignorance, they think, oh damn, that's a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why I said maybe the word might not be, you know, ignorant. Maybe the word might be like just blinded to reality, because there's a lot of people out there that can't read and can't write, and if they could, it's probably on like a first grade level. So when you talk about national anthem, what the heck is that? What's a national anthem? Oh, list this right here. We can read it to you, or we can recite it to you. Some people recite it based on hearing it over and over and over again, but mm-hmm. like really understanding it, I don't think a lot of people actually understand exactly what they're reading.
That's my point of becoming educated. That's my, even if you can't, right now, I wouldn't take not reading and writing as an excuse for anybody, because now it's just too many resources for us to say that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Even as
mm-hmm.
far as our elders. Well, of course, there's even mm-hmm. a lot of white people that don't know about black anything that their ancestors have done because they try to cover that up.
How about, I come across people a lot that know better, that are smart as I don't know what, but will not speak right, will not hold a conversation, will not stand up straight, will not even, you know, have respect,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't give a darn attitude. Smart
right.
people
mm-hmm.
won't hold
mm-hmm.
a conversation, won't give you, you know, eye-to-eye contact, won't
mm-hmm.
speak to you respectfully.
Right.
That irks me. That's sad.
Yeah, that's
right,
sad.
But, you know, but you know what, it's a lot of that, and it's like, when you sit and you think about a lot of things that go on, to me, I think that one of the problems with the generations that's coming, you know, and the generation that we're in right now is the I don't care attitude, you know, or like I feel like I'm privileged for certain
right.
things. You're not privileged
right.
for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you
right.
know better, you'll do better. And if you sit
right.
there
yes.
and you believe, well, you know what, oh, I want to check for the rest of my life, then guess what? To me, I call that stupidity. I call that ignorance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I call that because you're making a conscious decision not to do better. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I know that I've met a lot of people who genuinely at this point in the game is just like, if I didn't learn, you know what I'm saying, the basic first grade, second grade reading by this time, I'm not going to learn it. I'm
mm-hmm.
damn near 60, 70 years old. I'm on my deathbed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen,
what am I going to do? And my answer is just always, it's never too late to learn. It's
mm-hmm.
never too late
True.
To maybe understand something that you didn't know before. And I feel like it's
right.
up to us to teach the certain people that we come into contact with, it's up to us to teach them, like, hey, well, you know what? Let me read this book to you. Let me break this down to you, because
mm-hmm.
I have certain knowledge that you may not have. We
mm-hmm.
have a lot of knowledge that a lot of people might not have. So why
mm-hmm.
not break
mm-hmm.
that down to them? Like, damn, you know what? Let me explain this to you so you know what's going on. Or before
mm-hmm.
you do,
uh-huh.
check out. Before you check out and God call you home, I just want to explain this one thing to you. So this way you understand exactly what's going on or what took place. To me, I'm more
uh-huh.
like that. You know what I'm saying? I try to be more compassionate for the elderly people who don't
mm-hmm.
really have a clue. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
a lot harder on like our generation, that 30, 40, 50. I'm a lot harder on them, because to me, I feel like, yo, a lot of people sit at home and want to collect that check, you know, but at the end of the day,
yep.
You're not teaching your kids the right thing. You're not even training them the right way at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting society
exactly.
raise your kids. And
yep.
then you're wondering why there's so much
mm-hmm.
different stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
To me,
exactly.
It's mind-boggling to me to see, like, all the stuff that's going on right now. That's why I said, what do you guys think is going to happen, or what's next? Or what would you guys do in this situation? only because Diva Ja is smart. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people tune mm-hmm. into the Diva Squad on Wednesday night to hear y'all feedback, to see what y'all got to say,
mm-hmm.
you know? So my, mm-hmm. that's why I'm asking y'all certain questions, you know, only because, all right, let's feed the people. Let's give them that knowledge that maybe they don't know.
Well, know? Listen, for starters, like I said, nowadays we have too many tools that are available to you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, in order to know what good is, you have to know the bad as well. Otherwise, you don't even know what to celebrate. So my thing is, it's nothing wrong with us studying our culture, getting to know who you are first. You understand? We've learned about the white America for a long time. That's what we were taught in schools and different things like that. Like I said, a lot of this stuff is shoveled to us because of laws that were set in place. We weren't allowed to read. We weren't allowed to become educated. We weren't allowed to do any of that. All we were allowed to do was be sex slaves and clean and cook after people and just be domestic mules. That's all we were really allowed to do. So as far as our ancestors, and my great grandmother, she didn't have much education, but she still was a business owner. She still owned her own mm-hmm. business and stuff like that. She took most of her stuff from the elements. She took most of her knowledge was wisdom and common sense. It doesn't take a lot mm-hmm. sometimes to see what's right in front of you. To try to justify things because you're in denial. You justify something that you're in denial for. Again, how people are justifying that they voted for Donald Trump to become president because they wanted a businessman and not a politician. The devil
yeah, okay.
is a lie. This man ain't no good businessman. How many times has he filed bankruptcy? He didn't even pay his doggone taxes. The money that he got, he didn't earn, he didn't inherit it. So mm-hmm. what makes him such a good businessman, and what has he saved anybody by being in the office? What has he saved anybody by being in office? Nothing. Mm-hmm. He hasn't saved anybody anything. And not only that, I didn't agree with all Obama's all of his policies either, but they still have nothing to come up to replace this. Find a better solution. You want us to give you a chance, but you have no solution.
But, you know, and that's
no
that part.
So now what's going to happen
you don't
is
want to hear it anyway.
They're not going to want to hear it. And you know what? It's going to get worse before it gets better.
True.
It's going to get worse before it gets better because you have so many people now that are angry. From the Nazi side and the non-Nazi side. That's the only two sides that are available now. It's Nazis and non-Nazis. Everybody's angry now, you know. So, like I said, the people, those Nazis that are out there protesting and stuff like that, they've been wanting to do it. But Donald Trump was a battery for them. He was a battery for them because he has a lot of similarities to them on his belief. Yep, go ahead.
He gave them all the ammunition that they needed to
yes.
me. You know,
absolutely.
Like
he's a battery.
He opened a door, you know, for, you know, the KKK and, you know, he opened the door for them. And at this
mm-hmm.
point, like I'm saying, we got to definitely be ready. Be prayed up and be locked and loaded at all times.
Locked and loaded.
You got
to
be ready.
Right. And we have to definitely, and like I said, I'm kind of glad this stuff is being surfaced so my children can actually see it too. Because it's a lot of stuff that I didn't see as far as, like, people being lynched and stuff like that. I didn't see a lot of that stuff. That stuff happened before I was even born, a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but now mm-hmm. how they see these people out there with those torches and stuff like that, it used to be more of a direct effect because they would go right to a black person's house and drag the man out of bed and lynch him, rape
mm-hmm.
his woman, burn
mm-hmm.
their house down.
Mm-hmm.
So now they just do it and they form rallies and protests in one certain area. They're not spread out like they used to be because now people are not going to have it. You're not going to just go and you can't go in there but just randomly pick some black person and want to hang them.
And it's not, you're not going to go out just like that. You're going to go out with a fight 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
At this
listen.
Point,
yeah.
it's a little different than the way it was before. And that's why,
a lot
you know, we gotta make sure that we're ready at all times, you know,
yep.
because I feel like anything can happen. And even when it comes down to our children nowadays, like to me, I'm like, damn, what's September going to bring? The kids going back to school, you know what I mean? All these different people going to have different views, and, and there's going to be more problems on top of that. Like, you know, what's going to go on?
And see, and you know, Storm, the hard thing about that is because you have people in positions like the teachers that feel the same way. They feel that way, that they are superior still. And this is why I tell my son all the time, let me tell you something, silence sometimes is one of the best weapons you can have, because then now they don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what you're thinking. But once you open your mouth, then they're going to judge you for what comes out of it. I tell him this all the time. And contrary to how I really feel about these teachers, they still have the upper hand because they are the teachers.
They're
this
the
is the
teachers.
Position that they're in. And until I can actually have my son homeschooled, which I'm not in a position to even homeschool him, I mean, I can still teach him. You understand what I'm saying? I can still teach him, although he still has to go to a public school.
Right, but you know what? You'll still teach him and you'll still guide him the right way, and you don't need society raising your son because you're already bringing other things to the table. And I think that's what makes a difference, and that's what a lot of people are not doing. You know, they're not educating their children. They're not making sure their children know exactly what's going on. They're allowing society to raise their children, and then they're wondering why. Why,
that's
why,
a fact.
Why?
Yeah, oh,
why
my child was a good kid. When was he good? And see, we have to actually show our children. We have to show them. We can't just be that parent that just sit around and not working, like you said, waiting on that check, and then tell your kid, oh, get out there and prosper. Show me what it's like to prosper. Show me what it's like to get out there and work. Some of us have to struggle more than others because not everybody's afforded the same opportunities. Not everybody
but
has
lead
the same
by example.
Talent.
Lead by example. How about that? Right.
Lead by example. You have to show
your kids. Right, you want your kid to grow up. You want your kid to be able to see things and do things. How about this? Lead by example. Show your kid how it feels to get up at the crack of dawn, you know, to still make sure that the house is clean. And if you're preparing food before you go to work, that food is prepared. And they see you getting up, going to work, doing what you got to do. Not they see you chilling at home waiting for the first to come in and then you're collecting that check. To me, I feel like what happens is if you're disabled and you can't work, don't get me wrong, okay?
That's one thing, right.
Because for the listeners, I don't want anybody to get it twisted. If you're at home because you physically can't go and you're on Social Security, disability, whatever it is you may be on, that right there, you got to handle. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the people who are able to work, should be going to work, but choose not to work because they can collect that welfare check at the end of the day. To me, that's the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about the person that feels like, hey, you know what? Oh, because I'm on Section 8 and my rent is only a certain amount of money, I only got
to
work a certain amount of time because
to keep
if
that
I work
rolling.
Any more than that, my rent is going to go higher.
Yep.
I'm talking about those people is what I'm talking about. Because at the end of the day, reality is you need to make sure that you show your kid the hustle and the bustle. You're not going to show your kid, hey, you know what? Why do that when you can go to the welfare line, make sure your jewelry not on, your nails not done, you don't got that fly, them bundles hanging down. You can make sure you don't have any of that stuff, and you can go in and get your welfare check. Come on. We got to show our kids better than that to me.
I don't know.
Totally maybe
agree.
It's just me. I feel like we got to show them
better. Right.
No,
it ain't just you.
The struggle is real, and we need to show our kids about that struggle, because if not, they're going to be some spoiled little brats, and they're not going to know how to make it out there in the real world.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is why they really still feel like they can treat you as second class citizens because you don't want to get out there and work. Oh, you want to just sit around. I mean, welfare is a stepping stone. Some people need it at certain points. You give them. I'm gonna give you a 6 month grace period for you to get out here and do something for yourself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we ain't nothing we could do for you. You understand what I'm saying? Not sit around and make a career out of that.
And make more babies, so you ain't got to go to work.
Don't. Come on. If you're already dependent on the system, don't go. Like you said, go out and make 4 or 5 babies while you're living in a shelter. That's disrespectful. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I feel like at the end of the day, we have so much work to do. You know,
we have a lot of work to do.
We have so much to do. And I feel like certain things happen. Like, I mean, I feel like at the end with the whole Donald Trump, to me, I feel like these people wanted him in there. And you know what? Now he's in there. So now they're, I feel like they're getting a surprise and they're getting that wake-up call that they wasn't expecting. Well, now you're getting you're getting what we already knew was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So now you need to prepare yourself for it. To me, I feel like anybody who sits and says, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump and he's doing a great job, this, that, and the other.
Give
Please
him a chance.
Show me where the great job is. Because I'm seeing even his team, I'm seeing his team falling apart.
Yes, everybody backing out on him.
They all leaving. I wonder why. To me, that right there should be enough for somebody to open their eyes and say, well, damn, what's going on here? That,
exactly.
You know, his own team is leaving. Not one, but four, five people. They just
they're not even supporting
like
him. None of them, nobody
to
on
me,
his cabinet
no.
is supporting him. And that should go to show everybody that there's something really wrong with this man. He has he has a horrible enigma about him. Like
and
that money, letting that money talk, and that's what's happening. That money, you already know, it's all about that 1% in this country. That 1% of them rich people in this doggone country. Anybody else, everybody else is peons to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's peasants, even if they're on his cabinet. That's why he don't mind firing them. Oh, you don't want to do things because I said it, not because they're right, because I said it, you're fired.
Yep.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
And legit, he's like, you're fired. That's it.
Yep.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
You're done. You're not going to be on my team. I'm going to get rid of you now. I'm going to discredit you. As much as you talk, I'm going to talk more. And to me, I just feel like it's like, wow, now what? You know, now what? For those people that voted for him, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in their house and see what they're thinking now. They should be kicking themselves in the butt.
Exactly.
Listen, what I say about all of this stuff, though, because you've seen, I don't know if you guys seen it, I'm sure you probably have, during the riots down there in Charlottesville, it was a lot of them against them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
them chickens coming home to roost, you know, because a lot of those people that they seen out there that are hopefully losing their jobs because they were there are people that they were breaking bread with. And you have to see the reaction of these people. Like, he was a school teacher. He was a politician. He held some type of office. One was a police officer, a trooper. You understand what I'm saying? So it's hard to distinguish who's who. Back in the day, you knew who was who because it was just black and white. But now,
well, I'm gonna tell you, I could tell. I could tell, and I'm gonna tell you something. And they know, because I'm gonna tell you, I'm one of those people that came a long way, and I pray for my tongue all the time, and God's been helping me with it, and I say it all the time on this show. As one thing that I've learned to do is more what they're expecting the ignorant black person to explode and act a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not exploding and acting a fool. Now I'm more reserved because now I'm watching how you move. And then when I attack, then I have to pray that God, you know, allows me the forgiveness for attacking. But I'm going to watch and I'm going to observe because I even got some that I work with that I know that they're Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell by the way they walk, the way they talk, and what they got on their cars.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, and you just watch and you observe, because when push comes to shove, you want to make sure that you're aware of your surroundings. You're aware of the company that you keep and the people
aware.
That's around you. You need to be aware of that, because people think it's a joke. You need to pay attention and wake up.
Let me tell you something, too. It has to start from black people that have a little more clout than we do. You understand what I'm saying? We need a bigger voice, because we don't really stand anything to lose, and they're not even going to listen to us because we can't stand to lose anything. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when you hurt a person like that, as you hurt them in their pockets and stuff like that, we spend a lot of money in white businesses and stuff like that because there's not many black owned businesses. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now when Beyonce did this Black Power thing during the Super Bowl, you know, how she came out with the formation and all of that stuff. That stuff went told. That was only to sell her doggone album. You haven't heard anything from her since.
You haven't heard anything from her since.
And that's why
not.
a lot of people are not respecting. People don't even respect what she did because that struggle continues. It's even worse now than when she came out with it. It's even worse now. You understand what I'm saying? So don't do this for play. You got to do this for real.
But you know what? There's a lot of people out there that do it just for play. And I'm sorry, but I'm still stuck on the whole N-word. There's a lot of people out there that just do it for play, that say things for play, and that don't really understand the seriousness behind it. But then they get mad when the white person called them the N-word, even though they sitting over there calling the N-word like it ain't no tomorrow.
It's like you upset now.
Why are you mad?
Contradict yourself.
Like, tell me why you're mad at this point. Because I'm going to tell you why I don't even care, because you shouldn't have been listening to the song anyway. You shouldn't have wrote the song the way you did. Come on, there's so many different things out there. Like, even with everything going on nowadays, you still see the boys, and I'm calling boys, not men, with the pants sagging underneath their butt cheeks, showing their dirty, dingy boxers. Like, come on. It's disgusting. When I tell you, it's disgusting, and forgive me, I hate to even take it there, but I just feel like your mom ain't raised you like that to have your pants hanging like that. Your mom ain't raised you to go out here looking like a bum, like you just rolled out of bed and rolled into the store. Like, come on. You know, even with the females, you rolling out of bed, rolling into the store with your headscarf on, your furry bedroom slippers, not the cute ones, the ones that you know you don't have for years, that you prancing around the stores with.
That you walk the back down at them.
Yeah, with the shorts showing the bottom of your butt cheeks. Where you going, boo? What you looking for at this point in time? Like, where you going? And these are all black people I'm talking about. I'm sure there's white people that do it too, but we talk about black people right now. And I'm just saying that certain things, I feel like certain things don't change. And we have to respect ourselves more than how we're respecting ourselves. Respect ourselves more. Because if we don't respect ourselves, how do you think somebody else
will
respect you?
They're not. That's a fact.
They're not going to respect you.
That is a fact.
But I'm going to tell you, you're going to respect me because I demand it. You're going to respect me.
I know that's right. Listen, I don't mind staying in my lane. I'm good in my lane. My lane is good over here. Just don't you cross it. You understand what I'm saying? My lane is good. I'm not really interested in what you got going on in yours. You understand? Mm. So, listen, we going to respect them boundaries. I'm going to respect yours. You're going to respect mine. And it's just that simple. You know what I'm saying? Now, we have to stop thinking. People got to stop thinking that anybody's entitled to anything. Because let me tell you something about that man upstairs. He can wipe it all out one swap. Everybody can be taken out at one time. He has done it. And the bad thing is because sometimes the good has to suffer right along with in order to get to the bad. You understand? So this all could be changed in the twinkle of a doggone eye, and people don't even understand. That quick. Look how quick that girl's life was changed, how she died just that doggone quick. She didn't go out there with the intentions of dying.
She sure didn't, but you know what? Exactly. Somebody else had another plan.
Somebody else had something else going on.
They had another plan, and their thing was, you know what, I can kill one, I can kill two, I can injure a whole bunch, and guess what, you're going against me right now, you're going against what's going on, and that's the problem that I have, and that's why it happened the way it did, and the girl father up there talking about, oh, I forgive him, you okay.
All right, you do that.
Really?
Let me tell you something. What I saw on the TV with all that was a bunch of niggas. That's exactly what I saw on there. And the meaning of nigga is an ignorant person. And that's exactly what was out there. Nigga has nothing to do with being black. So y'all can have that. It has nothing to do with being black. Nigga has nothing to do with being black. That's just how they labeled it. They are the actual niggas because of the way they displayed themselves. That's what you are. You're the nigga. How about that?
I agree. Sure enough.
You ain't a Nazi, you a nigga. Because the Nazis didn't like you either. How about that? They out there hailing Hitler and all of that. Hitler didn't like you either. So that goes to show you how they don't even really know their history.
Yeah.
They don't even know their doggone history. So y'all go ahead. Go ahead. Well, again, they just better know where to rally and stuff because people are not having it. People are not having it anymore. This is not the 1950s and 60s where you can go out there burning up people's stuff and going and throwing a noose around somebody's neck and dragging them somewhere. People are not having it.
But you know what? That people are not having it, but people better make sure that they pay attention. Because when it hits the fans, everybody got to be
better.
Ready. I guarantee you, they better be ready. They better be ready when, God forbid, something happens. Because at this point in time, it's starting to get dangerous. And we need to make sure that we pay attention to what's going on. And it's dangerous now, but in my heart, I feel that it can get 10 times worse than what it's doing right now. And everybody can be affected. Sometimes we watch the news, oh, you know, that's so sad, you know, praying for the person. But when it hits home and it's somebody that you know, it's a whole other different story. And to me, I feel like we've always got to make sure that we pay attention and we prepare ourselves for anything at this day and time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay strong and stand together.
Will.
Pay attention.
That's right.
I know I'm paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I told y'all, locked and loaded.
If you don't, then you're gonna still be at the back of the forefront. You know what I mean? You're gonna be at
exactly.
the bottom of the chain still. You know.
There's nothing wrong with educating yourself.
There's nothing wrong with educating your family. There's nothing wrong with loving you. I'm proud to be a black woman. I love my black men, and I like any other race that likes me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm a respect those who respect me. But you come out your mouth with some kind of derogatory statement or something like that, then it's on and popping. We can get it. Let's get it shaking, and that's just the bottom line.
But you know what? At the same time, I'm going to tell you, in our generation, yes, we know what to do. But the younger generation, we need to be very careful. We need to make sure that we lead by example.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we prepare our kids for anything. Because the same way how these kids was walking in the MS-13 that took them, you know, and killed them and did all this stuff to them, and how the man that was, just in the MS-13, two of them, you know, lured this other guy out, 19 years old, and killed him, you know, it's hot right now. And I feel like this social media and the cell phones and everything, we got to make sure that we stay connected and we communicate with our kids to let them know that no matter how old you are and where you're going in life, you need to make sure that you don't meet nobody at all. You don't want to meet nobody without your parents being there. If it ain't nobody that you've met in real life, you don't need to meet them. You don't need to meet nobody at no park or meet nobody at no store. When you travel in a pack. You make sure that you're always prepared. And that's why I said I don't know what September is going to bring, because a lot of our kids walk home, you know.
That's right.
A lot of our kids walk home.
Yeah.
A lot of our kids, sometimes they walk home by themselves. We need to make sure that we prepare them or we take the necessary steps for our children, because you don't know what's going on out there. You don't know. There might be somebody that drive by and decided they want to take somebody's kids. You know what I'm saying? We need to prepare ourselves for this. And me, I'm trying to prepare myself. I'm trying to get myself paying attention, but not sheltering my kid at the same time, because I don't want to shelter her, but I want to make sure that when it comes time for her thing after school and then she got to walk home, honey, you will not be walking after school, boo. After your program is over, you will have a ride. You will not be walking. We need to make sure that these kids are aware of their surroundings. When my pumpkin was walking home and she was with her friends, just about three or four of them, let me tell you, honey, I would drive by just to see if she paying attention. I sure would. I would drive right down that road and phone would ring. Mom, I see you. Okay, just making sure.
Yep.
I need you to pay attention to what's going on, because you never know what can happen out there. It's going to get real dangerous for us divas, and we got to make sure that we pay attention.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Like I said, it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets any better. Until you have the right people in place that can actually say, listen, this is not going to fly. And if it happens again, this is what's going to happen. You understand? So right now we don't have that, because Donald Trump refuses to take accountability for his position in all of this. You understand?
Of course.
So
he blames everybody else.
He's so busy trying to erase everything Obama did till he don't even know what to do next. He don't even know what to do next. So that's why he's all, that's what makes him such a sociopath. He's narcissistic. He's he is very bigoted, and he's all about himself. And what he does, he shoots at other people. He shoots at other people because he don't really know. He has no clue.
And it's a shame that he is our president. That's a reflection off
of, president.
You know, he ain't my
president.
He's the,
I'm sorry.
He's
he
the
not my president.
Alleged president because he's sure not mine.
I wish they would stop taking taxes out of my stop taking taxes out of my check until they resolve this issue with him.
Because let me tell you something. I feel like as long as he not paying no taxes and I ain't seen nothing saying that he paid no taxes, why I gotta pay him?
Why should I?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why should I pay it?
And I make way way less than him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We make way less than him.
Why we gotta pay
though? Place
you
live in. I'm staying prayed up. Divas, anyway, time is of the essence. And,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I know I'm definitely staying prayed up. Lord Jesus, help us, please, for real. We normally go around the circle and give our finishing, you know, our final thoughts on tonight's topics. T, are you still there?
No, T call kept dropping.
Oh, okay.
I put it back on the air, though. Diva, you there? She's back on.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, we were just going around. We were just going around giving our final thoughts on tonight's show. I know it went so quick, but if you want to give your final thoughts on tonight's show.
Like y'all been saying all this show, like, we just got to teach our children and stay prayed up because you never know what the next move is.
Yeah.
And it's sad, and, you know, one time we didn't have to really just stress about, you know, like, oh, this is going to blow over, but this is not going to blow over.
Yeah.
Not easily. It's not going to blow over. So we just got to stay prayed up and prayerful that things will get better before they get worse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-mm. It really is. Sad situation.
And that's all.
Well, you got that right, and... I'm just at a loss for words. I want to just say it was a great show tonight, Dons and Divas. I truly enjoyed myself. It's always a pleasure, always an honor being here with you guys. Make sure that we just pay attention. Make sure we tell our kids to pay attention. Make sure we lead by example. Make sure we lead by example to see what's going on and tell our kids. This is how this is how you raise awareness. Awareness to your situation, awareness to your surroundings, awareness to the company that you keep. It's time to pay attention, people.
Absolutely.
Amen. I definitely would like to, as always, I give a big shout out to God because He is the head of my life. Lord, y'all know.
Amen. Amen.
Without him, I am nothing.
Amen.
And, like, for real.
I gotta give
a big shout out to GQ Palace, the CEO and the executive, Mr. Rich Money and Miss Lavina Polite. I love y'all. Thanks for having me on this ride with y'all.
I love y'all, girl.
My sister Divas, Miss Mo Better and Miss Storm. And TC Holland, thank you so much for calling in. All of tonight's listeners and callers, thank you.
No problem.
We are definitely on same time every week, same number, all that good stuff. Stay woke. Each one teach one. That's all I got to say. And I'm passing the mic.
Each one teach one.
It's on you. So what you want to
do? Hey.
Listen, folks. Looks like again, like you said, we do. We have to continue to pray, but you also have to put in work too. You know.
Oh yeah.
Faith without works is dead. So you know.
Amen. Amen.
Have to always be aware of your surroundings. Educate yourself and teach your offspring. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad. The same way that those people out there hate, they were taught that. So, you know, You can love them if you want to. You can still love them. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to love them from a distance.
But
be aware of your surroundings at all times. Don't be afraid to look nobody in their eye. And you respect those who respect you.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And let's just say GQ Palace Love Entertainment will be on this Friday night. Interviewing author Nisha Brown. She'll be discussing her novel. And then from 8 to 9, we have Grant Agent. The real Grant Agent is in the building. He is a big supporter of GQ Palace. He's been on with us a couple times on Friday night. So he'll definitely be on this Friday night giving out tickets to his event that he has going on. I believe it's this weekend. So he'll definitely be in the building. So we'll be starting at 7 o'clock. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. You can always listen to the show for the computer users, or you could just call in and press that 1 button to give your feedback, your shout out, whatever it is you choose to do. And that's this Friday night with Rich Money and Storm.
Okay.
So with that being said, Dons and Divas, it was, of course, a wonderful show. Like I said, I enjoyed myself. Thanks to callers, listeners, all that good stuff. And have a blessed and safe week. I don't know if you guys are all finished.
Yep. Be blessed.
Signing out.
Be safe. Yep.
All right.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man, just half a man, with no sense of pride. But if I have
too proud to be.